Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Oh, it's happening, sweetheart.
Jim Jefferies, comedian Jim Jefferies, The Jim Jefferies Show. When's his debut on here, puss?
Tomorrow night on Comedy Central.
We're talking to him
10:30 Eastern.
About a half hour from now.
Sounds like your typical talk show format.
I like Jim Jefferies.
Although it's Jim Jefferies as your host.
He's the funniest. And we had a little clip of him hammering the... Pierce Morgan.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Nobody hammers Pierce.
No, I like no. Pierce.
He's cool.
Yeah. On Bill Maher from a month or two back. Craig in the house.
Yep. Michelle Bachmann's birthday was on this date in 2004. We lost former President Ronald Reagan.
And he did like a year and a half tour, right?
Something like that.
Yeah, a little train tour all across the world. I mean, across the country.
The toxicology report for Chris Cornell shows he was on prescription drugs at the time of his death.
What kind?
The report obtained by TMZ showed multiple drugs in the system, including a medication that's known to cause suicidal thoughts.
Whoa.
His family suspected he was on drugs at the time of his death because of his history of drug abuse. He was buried Friday in Los Angeles.
Yeah, there was a wide variety of them. A polypharmaceutical combination from what I heard.
Ativan, butalbital, barbiturates, Narcan, but that was probably administered by the EMTs.
So the other three were actual pills? I know Ativan's a pill.
Apparently.
Okay.
Well, at least it wasn't alcohol.
Or weed.
Yeah.
Man. He died the right way by polypharmaceutical.
Stuff that came from a pharmacy.
Drug companies making money.
Yeah. He was prescribed that.
Yeah.
That is infuriating to me because, like,
yes,
you know, if there's any problem.
Alcohol or weed will freak out.
It's a huge
if it had
issue.
Been cocaine sitting around there, it would have been the worst thing
it's
in the world.
Issue,
right?
Yeah. But yes. Abusing pills is just, well, you know, at least it wasn't alcohol.
At least, yeah, I just did. They got a mother's little helper.
And I understand that, you know, grief was involved, but I just didn't get his wife, you know, railing against it. Why are they calling it a suicide?
Well,
because it was a suicide.
Yeah.
Because he killed himself?
Yeah.
You can argue the motive and what caused it, what led him to that, but you can't argue that it was a suicide.
No, you can't.
You know?
No.
A new survey released from the Harvard Graduate School of Education.
Stupid. By the way, I did retweet Dr. Mina and congratulate Dr. Mina's Yale baseball team.
They lost.
They lost, but they won their first game.
Yes, it was their first baseball tournament multiple win tournament since 1948.
And they beat?
Last night they beat, they lost to Oregon State, but before that they beat?
Holy Cross.
And before that?
They beat the Huskers.
They beat Nebraska,
And Holy Cross knocked the Huskers out.
Yeah.
So Yale. Non-scholarship Yale. He's kicking ass in baseball. Congratulations. To Dr. Mina.
Well, they're not kicking ass anymore.
Doesn't matter.
They're going home.
They beat teams with scholarships.
Only
they
11
did.
Scholarships.
Well, only 11 scholarships.
11 and a half.
Yeah. And Division I major baseball right. And one of the major conferences, right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Husker fan. I know I know it broke your heart, but I was rooting for Dr. Mina
right.
Yale there.
Nobody's playing baseball on a full ride scholarship, are they?
Like you can take one and give one, but they usually separate them and spread them
right.
around. Right?
Yeah,
you can get one guy can get one.
I think you got maybe 40 some guys on a college baseball team, right. and I think the number is 11 and a half scholarships.
Right.
Which is crazy.
It is
I think
crazy.
That's as, like rifle teams have that many and stuff. Yeah.
Crazy that it's that low or crazy that you know that number?
Both.
Yeah.
Good one.
Fair.
I'm a guy that watches SportsCenter 24/7 out there giving you crap. He pulls out like tight ends from some team we don't care about.
Well, which is all of them except right. for ours.
Exactly.
That's for fantasy sports, Tyler.
Oh, that's right. Geeks.
That's important.
Yeah, I forgot.
And Petey's with me on that.
Forgot is important.
New survey released from the Harvard Graduate School of Education.
Stupid.
Morons.
A lot of them.
Adults and teenagers were asked to estimate what percent of 18 and 19-year-olds had more than one sexual partner. What percent hooked up with more than 10 people in college, and what percent were dating casually. People were asked what they thought about others. Adults and teenagers were asked to estimate what percentage of 18 and 19-year-olds had more than one of these. So you're asking, what do you think these other people have done?
You're asking for a guess.
Yeah. What do you think these other people have done?
For an estimate.
Yeah, and everybody guessed all three of those in the range of about 50 to 70% that 18 and 19-year-olds, 50 to 70% had more than one sexual partner. Had hooked up with more than 10 people in college, and, they were also dating casually and whatnot. However, according to data from the CDC, only 27% of 18 and 19-year-olds nationally, both in college and out of college, had more than one sexual partner in the previous year.
What was that number?
Only 27%. We assumed it was between 50 and 70%. We assume it's a lot more.
Well, some people
assume
can't
it's
get
a lot more 18 to 19-year-olds knocking some out, but it's just 27% of 18 to 19-year-olds that had more than one sexual partner.
See, you base that
in the previous year.
Yeah, upon the crowd that you ran with.
You do.
Well, there's also an age group. Younger people aren't having as much sex. They're just not doing it as much. They say millennials. They say are the same thing.
Only 8% had four or more partners in the last year.
I'm sure there's somebody taking up the slack.
There is, but apparently it is less. In general, it is less than we were in college.
According to a national survey, only 20% of students hooked up more than 10 times by their senior year of college.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal with that. There's a lot of people having sex in college, but there's a lot of people dating the same person, too.
Yeah,
so people stay with people in college. People, their boyfriend and girlfriend in college for a year or two.
I never got that.
Well, neither did I. But
only 20%.
But people did. I knew a ton of people that had boyfriends and girlfriends in college. I had a girlfriend in college for a while.
I don't think anyone wanted to date me.
That might have been it.
That might have been the deal.
Yeah.
But
you were a helicopter pilot.
Right.
I mean, come on.
they just wanted me for one night.
Yeah.
They just wanted to use me.
And you started talking. They said,
throw me away.
Of the 18 to 25-year-olds, only 8% are casually dating. 67% said they're dating exclusively, cohabitating, or are married. That's 18 to 25-year-olds, 67%. 25% said they had no relationship at all. Only 8% said they were dating around, doing whatever.
We had a conversation like this a couple weeks back, maybe a month ago or a year, who knows, or 20 years ago, whatever. I was talking about just having fun when we were younger, and some guy got holier than thou on us. Not all of us were whores, and thinking, Jesus, dude. Remember this guy was in his early 20s yelling at us?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking, just because you didn't want a lot of sex, we did. I did.
And it wasn't matter of being a whore necessarily. It's just being available.
And you wanted to have sex.
And being available.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And the person
it was college
having sex with
it was college
was available.
And yes, sure.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to think the hookup community is just as prevalent now.
Yeah, but they do studies where it's less.
They do.
They do studies. I'm not arguing with Harvard.
In the age of Tinder?
Maybe your perception of what Tinder does for people is not the reality.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, but we get the guys saying, like I said, there are guys making up some of the slack, Todd, but I'm not going to argue with these studies. They say younger people aren't having as much sex as when we were that
age. Any number of studies are saying that.
When we were that age.
And they're wrong.
Yeah.
Well,
even when Petey was that age.
If you base relationships on what I read on the various websites here, everybody's on Tinder, and apparently everybody's in an open relationship.
No, that's, that's our listeners.
There's been a proliferation of open relationship stuff and on every website, every news site, every magazine I see. You'd think everybody is in an open relationship.
It's just fun to read.
That's what it sounds like.
It's not true, though.
And it is fun to read about.
Well, that's why.
Just like Tyler says.
Right. That's why I keep
dreaming about, you mean. Did you read or dream?
Yes.
Okay. We got Jim Jeffries coming up at the top of the hour. Go ahead and do a little sports now if you like. I know you're full of it, right?
I am full of it.
You know, are you that full of it? You got 9 minutes here?
I could rip Ben's ass for a while.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you do that because we did it. We rip. Oh, we'll play the clip too, by the way. That's a good point because because I know that you responded to my group text because Ben Sass made this state look like idiots.
Yeah, it represents me.
Yes.
Right?
And I got angry.
No, he doesn't.
I got angry. And I'm a transplant. Although it's been 24 years, I'm still a transplant. And I get mad when I hear this crap because this show is, people listen to us all over the country. And when I go back east, I'll still get, you still in Oklahoma? And this is from Central Pennsylvania neck,
right?
Asking me that. I said, no, I live in Omaha. It's in Nebraska. It's a big city, bigger than this area where I'm actually from. And I just get tired of
it.
So
you grow corn or soybeans or wheat, hay, or grain? What is it? Or sugar beets?
Well, I actually posted a photo a while back on Facebook, maybe 6-8 months ago. There was a big meme going around that I posted on my personal page. It says, when I say I'm from Nebraska, I mean this. And it's just a huge picture of Omaha, the city. I mean, beautiful picture of downtown, the city. Huge metropolitan-looking great photo. Not this. And it pictured a cornfield.
The fields.
Right. So this is what I mean when I live there. And I just, for other people, you know, most people accepted that meme for what it was. I do live in Omaha.
Yeah.
And most people in the city live in Omaha or Lincoln in the state. Yes. But we got this Ben Sass, who's on Bill Maher, saying that nobody dresses up like Halloween. Go ahead, Petey. You can continue. What were you? You grew up in Omaha. You grew up in the hood in Omaha. Don't you get tired of this crap?
Yeah, because, I understand the importance of farming in this state, and I understand the importance of
farming's
agriculture
everywhere
in this state. It is.
There's farms in my town in Pennsylvania,
sure,
a bunch of them.
And it is a big part of, obviously, the identity of the state, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, right, which is something he throws out there all the time. Right. Oh, we're still good at football.
Oh,
not really, man.
No, we're not.
He's back. That's the other thing you're wrong at.
Yeah, I heard you said that. We're still better than you. Football, though.
Yeah, we still got you.
California's got better teams. Man. USC's better.
It just stinks for a guy that Bill Maher obviously thinks is smart and obviously wants to have on the show and probably like to have him on more.
Yeah, but we get we're tired of this. These liberals sucking up the sass because he didn't vote for Trump. He's not doing anything against Trump.
No.
He's not fighting Trump.
He just didn't
vote
for him.
He voted to take away health care.
Right, right. He's just walking both sides,
but
really.
Right, but when he drops that hick crap, and that's why I retweeted some of the stuff to Bill Maher. Now, I don't know if Bill Maher gets a zillion people. He's not going to see it. But if we ever get Bill on the show again, when he does phone this program, it's every 2-3 years anymore, I'm going to tell him, hey, this isn't us.
Ben Sass grew up in an area where he probably didn't work fields.
Right.
All right? And then he went to places where he did not work fields.
Right.
And then he came back home to represent his home state.
Came
where
back
he still
home.
Was not working in the fields.
Right.
So what he's talking about when he's talking about people working in the fields is
here's
not
a quote.
Represent the state of Nebraska.
Not at all. Here's a quote.
I don't know what's running here.
Okay. All right.
Careful. Shut some things down.
This is that House M-bomb thing that Bill Maher says, but the part, go ahead.
Try it.
Here it is.
Wow. I've got to get to Nebraska more.
You're welcome. We'd love to have you work in the fields with us.
What does that mean?
Work in the fields?
That's part of that. That's
Senator, I'm a House nigga. No, it's a joke.
Yeah.
You're still working in the fields out there, huh?
Yeah.
No.
Everybody.
No, and he said
about nobody dressed in Halloween. We're adults.
Like, what? Everybody. I see it all the time.
Right. This whole state, like every other state in the country, dresses like in Halloween.
Exactly.
Every adult.
It's called Halloween parties.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
How did that come up, by the way?
Because he wrote a book. His Sass's new book is about being an adult.
Oh,
Bill Maher agrees with that. He goes, adults dress. Bill Maher sound like an old guy too. people, adults dress in Halloween costumes now. And he goes, and I think, he we had that clip?
We frown upon
we
that.
We frown upon that. I said, oh, I was so pissed. I almost went through the TV.
So no lame.
Bars all across the state give people money to dress up on Halloween. Yeah. Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, get out of your office, dude, or get out of your fields, I guess.
And most people go to public or private schools and don't sit around the kitchen table or aren't homeschooled. That whole home.
Yeah.
Homeschool your kids, fine, but don't say everybody does it.
No.
Or, he didn't say that, but he alluded to the fact. Oh, I got done.
Well, I didn't even
push that's
back
what Ben Sass does. Ben Sass stays at home, schools his kids, and then he drives to the airport in Lincoln, I assume, and flies to Washington, D.C., and then he comes back to his home slash school and obviously doesn't get in touch with any of his constituents.
No, hell no.
No.
So stop electing people like that.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, he's got the R, Todd.
Yeah.
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 You think that guy represents you? He doesn't.
No.
Hell no. And for him to say that after thinking about his reaction is why he started tweeting, you know, obviously he was getting a lot of hate about his reaction to Marshall.
I didn't read his tweet because I shared all my tweets with him. And I was mad.
His tweet was something to the extent of, like, his cringe was not really what he felt inside after reflection. He didn't cringe. He smiled. He laughed at what Bill Maher said.
Right.
And he didn't feel it was his place at all to correct him at all. Because does he have any idea in this metropolitan area of Omaha that he probably never visits?
No.
That there's a lot of people who took a offense to Bill Maher's statement, even though I get the context.
Yeah, we got the context. And Luke gave him a break on that, too. But I'm not saying all black guys gave him a break, but Luke gave him a break because Bill Maher's
barely, though.
I know. Yeah, he did. But it was a barely. And he apologized. He's not getting fired. He's a comedian who's just talking bang, 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 bang. Once again, when that went so past me so quick, I understood it might be a comment. But I thought, well, it's just Bill Maher being Bill Maher.
Yeah, I forgot to be offended.
Yeah, I did too, but I'm not. I'm a white guy.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I'd check up, but he didn't really say it in a mean-spirited way. He wasn't referring to anyone in particular, so I guess I'll, just kind of, I'm a fan, and he's a liberal.
Yeah.
And I'm a libtard. I guess I'll cut him some slack.
Yeah, well, because he is a liberal for that matter. He didn't care. He dates black chicks.
Right, and I don't want to hear any alt-right guys being offended by that.
No.
You use that word in your daily conversation.
Right. Once again, I think that for our purposes of this whole conversation, I was more just offended by Ben Sass just being just such a hayseed.
In his cowboy boots.
It wasn't even redneck. It was hayseed.
No,
I know a lot of rednecks. Rednecks are fine. They're cool.
Fine, sure. Portray yourself as a hayseed.
Yeah.
But don't say everyone in your state is a hayseed.
No.
Yeah, super ignorant.
Super ignorant.
It's just so ignorant, right. And it's kind of pussy the way he comes off.
Unfortunately, not everybody in the country is listening to our program, but the people that do all across this country, please share this crap.
Right.
That we're telling you.
Because they're
Omaha's
looking at
a town, a big city.
They're looking at Ben Sass on Bill Maher in boots.
Boots.
Talking about people don't know, and we don't dress up in Halloween costumes, and you can come work in the fields with us.
Who says that?
Yeah. Where are you? What do you observe as a senator of this state?
No. Asshat.
Who do you talk to as a senator of this state? Obviously not the people that live in it.
No.
Right. Kids shucking corn.
Right.
We got two atheists hosting this program and a bunch of other asshats that work with us, as you guys.
Right.
That are number one. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm bragging the fact that this is, people do listen to all kinds of stuff and listen to us for the past 24 years.
I wonder if Ben,
the stuff we say, it's not conservative boot-wearing field guy. We talk about real problems in life. Sex, drugs.
City problems,
dare
we say it.
Rock and roll. Oh, my God.
Guess what the ninth biggest cash crop in the state of Nebraska is? Any guess?
Marijuana.
Weed.
Hey, you got it.
All right.
Makes
all
the top 10.
What is it with you people and reefer?
I bet you it makes the top 10 in every state. If it does in a predominantly agricultural state like Nebraska, it's got to make the top 10 in every state.
Man, just crazy, man. It's just crazy how he just ruined whatever image we were trying to put out there. That was just ridiculous.
Yeah,
and I didn't see the very end when he said he shakes his hand about football. Shut up.
Come out to the West Coast. Well, we're still better than football.
Yeah, I wanted to reach through and slap him too, Petey.
No, man, you're not.
All right.
No, USC would kick your ass.
Yeah. Again. And he's obviously a very smart guy. He just came off as a complete dip-ass to me that is ignorant to the people that he's supposed to be representing.
Representing.
Yeah, right?
You're right. He's not a congressman representing that area, like the central part or the western part of Nebraska. He's a senator. He represents the whole state.
Where's the vast majority of the population of Nebraska
Omaha
found?
Omaha and Lincoln.
There you go. Cities.
Cities. All right, if you live out of the state, sorry, but it was a national story. And please pass the word that I'm going to go home and take a nap. I'm not working in the field today. That's what I'm going to do. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.